takes center stage. WJTL Sean B. Center Stage. Good morning to you. 747, Fred, Liam, and a lot of our friends joining us this morning. We'll introduce you to them coming up in just a bit. You're listening to day two, our final day of this very special compassion event. We're inviting you to make a difference in the life of a child in Kenya. 855-301-2323 or go to the Compassion Banner at WJTL.com. And Liam, you have someone to thank.
That's right. Deborah from New Holland tuning in today heard about the compassion event, and she decided to sponsor a girl from Ecuador named Michelle. And we just want to say a huge thank you to Deborah. Deborah, thank you so, so much. Make sure to call the number. Be like Deborah, 855-301-2323, or click the Compassion Banner at WJTL.com.
And our friend Tom from Compassion hanging out with us here these past couple of days. And Tom, you're going to love this. Carol from Lebanon sponsored a little girl from Kenya named Carolyn. And she put in her comments, I heard the story of Charlie, and it touched my heart. Even though things are difficult and changing here in the United States, we still have food and clothing and can pay our bills. God says, whatever we do for the least of these to do for me. And she did that in honor of Charlie, Tom. That's awesome.
Wow. Thank you for being a champion for Christ and these kids.
Yeah, we love it. Joining us in the studio today are friend Yvonne and Caden Weaver. They're from Wummelsdorf, PA. And back in February, you guys got to go to Kenya.
Yes.
How amazing was that?
It was incredible.
That was amazing.
Life-changing, for
life-changing.
Sure.
Now, you have four children that you sponsor.
Yes.
And tell our audience why you sponsor four children and what happened in your life to bring that about.
Okay. So in our early years of marriage, we had lost four babies to miscarriage. And our first child we decided to sponsor was through losing a friend who had the same birthday as this child that had popped up on the side of my screen of our computer. And then that kind of sparked the whole idea to then sponsor three more children in the idea of remembrance of the babies that we lost.
Yeah.
And our oldest child would have been the same age as the oldest sponsored child.
And you just met her, Leah. You just met her. Now, you wanted to share that she had something that she told you about some of your correspondence through the years.
Yeah, so I think the best part about compassion is that you have a pen pal that you support, and you get to know and hear of the things that they got throughout the year through your contribution. And you can have some really deep conversations. And with Leah, I was able to ask the hard questions like, what were some of the most difficult times in your life? And she had said that not knowing when the next meal would come was probably her hardest time. And I'm thinking, you know, we have it so good that we don't have to worry about when the next meal's coming,
right,
or even what the next meal might be, or if we're going to be hungry or fed, and that they have to worry about that. So until she was sponsored through Compassion, she didn't have to worry about that, you know, afterwards.
And you saw what kind of poverty is in Kenya. The difference between a Compassion-sponsored child and a not Compassion-sponsored child is a huge gulf. Mm-hmm. It's hard
really
to explain
is.
To someone who's never seen it, but can you tell us about some of the things you saw when you guys were in Kenya?
Yeah.
A lot of single moms are there raising children, and then they can't work because they can't leave their little ones at home. And so that's where the poverty comes in.
Yeah.
There's no money. They don't have systems set up like we do in the United States.
Like somewhere around like 60% of people are just like floaters. They don't know if they're going to they don't have a secure job. They might have a job one day and the next, maybe they're trying to find the next one. So they're very hard at, they're struggling at finding a job that they can work at to earn income. And their income is very, very little compared to what we make a day.
Yeah. After seeing the children that you saw in Kenya and what they're dealing with. And you know, when Leah was growing up, times were hard enough in Kenya.
Yes.
She was worried about her next meal with the drought and how dry it is there right now. And the plagues of locusts that they've had. What would you say to some of our listeners to say, well, you know, to try to explain the difference they can make with compassion?
Oh, my. I think the impact on you yourself and knowing that you're making a difference. I heard a story recently where they said starfish had washed up along the beach, and one man was throwing one or two back into the water, and another fellow coming the other way said, what are you doing? You're not making a difference. And he said to that one one starfish.
Yeah.
I had. Yeah. And that reminded me of our girl that we made a difference in her life. And
yeah,
we don't know
did.
What the ripple effect is for generations to come.
Mm-hmm.
So
right.
I would suggest that if you have a family member that's like coming of a fun birthday age, do it in memory of them, in honor of them, and say, you know, I sponsored a child, and instead of buying a gift. And then they could even pass that on to correspond as their
Pen pal.
Yeah, pen pal. Mm-hmm.
I love what you guys have done. I love that you've taken something that was a hurt and a tragedy in your life and turned that into making an impact in the lives of four other people. Where are the other three children you sponsor from?
There was another one in Africa, and Brazil is a third one. We have another one through a different organization in India.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
I love that. And, you know, you said about the impact. Leah is now going to go to school. She's going to go to medical school.
Yes.
The impact, just that one life that you've had a chance to be a small part of,
right,
is huge in Kenya.
Mm-hmm. A lot of kids won't even get to go to school, mm-hmm, let alone finish with a degree to be able to practice medicine.
Yeah.
So the impact that we got to instill on her was huge, but I think it impacted our family even more, even greater.
I love that you got to meet her.
Yeah.
I love that you got to see her give her heart to the Lord.
Yes.
That's amazing. We want to invite you today. This is the kind of journey you can be on by being a Compassion sponsor. 855-301-2323 or go to the Compassion banner at WJTL.com. So many times we think it's what we're doing for them, but so many times it turns out to be what God has done through them for us, right?
Yes.
Yeah, guys, thank you for being here today.
Absolutely.
We've loved having you. Thank you so much for joining us.
If you feel that nudge, go with it. It's the Holy Spirit telling you, mm-hmm, that, yeah, this child's meant for you to, and you, mm-hmm, might find so many beautiful blessings because of doing so.
You're not only helping them with their poverty and what state of condition they are in, you're also helping them with their internal security with God. And you might save a soul to Christ through this.
Yeah. Love that. Yvonne and Caden, thank you for joining us today.
Yes.
We loved having you as our guests.
Thank
we
you.
Want to invite you in honor of them being here, 855-301-2323, or go to compassion at WJTL.com. Tom, I know you love hearing these stories.
Oh, I love what Yvonne just shared, and that is, if you feel the nudge, don't run from it. God's got something he wants you to do today.
Mm-hmm. Very
he's
cool.
speaking to your heart.
Yep.
And there's many, many, many families listening that as a family project, you could take one or maybe two children. There are businessmen and women listening who could, from your practice or from your company or from your business, you could easily take care of one or two or maybe even 10 children. There are home Bible study groups, men's Bible study groups, ladies groups, literally could get together. Think about this. With a group, I have a men's Bible study group on Monday mornings. We have 22 guys in that group. Do you realize that if we took on that project, it'd be a little over $1 a month from each of us to sponsor a child?
Mm-hmm.
Guys, there are many of you that have Bible study teams and home groups and home cell groups, and there are pastors and ministry leaders listening, could literally add this to your missions budget. So there are a lot of things we can do. If we come together as a body of Christ, guys, let's do this, because we know the day and time we're living in. You watch any news at all. Okay, I've flipped it off, but maybe the rest of you guys watch it. But if you watch any news at all, you know the day and time we're living in,
yeah,
right?
Yep.
It is time to do something that matters for all of eternity. Would you be that one to make a kingdom impact for six more kiddos? Right now, you don't have to do all six, but be one of six. 855-301-2323. Come on. Final day, we're going to be here live in the studio. Want you to select your child and just know that we're going to love on you when you do. But most importantly, God is going to bless you as well.
And
so thank you for being a blessing. 855-301-2323.
And maybe the child you want to sponsor is this one.
That's right. I just had the opportunity to learn a little bit more about Shin, an 8-year-old from Kenya. Dude's a little stud. I think he's in his school uniform right now in this picture, and oh, you can just see the gleam in his eyes. He's just anxiously waiting for a sponsor, and Shan doesn't have a lot of time to do hobbies or sports like some of the other kids that I've gotten to learn about. He's on animal duty. He has four siblings to take care of, and wow, he's 8 years old. I think that's, you know, like third or fourth grade here. His grade equivalent is first grade. He doesn't have education beyond that. And like I said earlier, Shan is anxiously waiting for a sponsor. It's been 371 days that he's been waiting, over a year, and today you have the opportunity to change that. 855-301-2323 or the Compassion Banner at WJTL.com.
Yep, we invite you right now. Weather-wise, sunny, windy, high 47 tonight, clear, breezy, low 27. Thursday, mostly sunny, high 59. And right now we're going back to the music with Lauren Daigle. This is Thank God I Do on WJTL. Good morning.